The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Well, howdy, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. We love you. Thank you for listening. If you love the show, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use that promo code ZAC, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to the entire network. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. Thank you for wearing merch out the shows. It really means a lot. I am joined by two very special little boys today for a very special film. I have decided to finally pull the lever on one of the most banned, offensive, controversial films of all time, and who better to be with me than the boys of Little Stinkers, Mike Rainey and John Del Colo.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thanks for having us.
This means a lot to me, man.
Thank you guys for being here. You can also hear Mike on Dad Meat with Tim Butterly. These are two of my favorite people to broadcast with. I truly appreciate their time today. This is going to be a very fun day. Guys, let's just get plugs right out of the way. Del Colo, what do you want people to check out?
Hey, if you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Johnny Delco, I would love that.
Phenomenal, Rainey. I know you got a book, baby.
Yeah, you better believe it, Zach. Yeah, if you could check out my book at onperks.com, that's onperks.com. It chronicles my journey through painkiller addiction from 2012 to 2014-15-ish. And unfortunately, during that time, I was very active on Facebook, so every retarded perk thought I had was immortalized on Facebook, and I compiled all those posts into a book, and I offer current day analyses of those posts as well.
But I was flipping through it in the lobby, and one really made me laugh. It was just, you were like, I'm learning to love trees.
Dude, that's definitely a day where I got my prescription filled.
It was such a dumb thought. To have the thought and then document it for discussion, it was such a beautiful moment. So yeah, please check out On Perks. The audiobook also is coming out.
Yeah.
With all the boys, yep. All the Philly crew, with an intro by Crack Amico.
Oh, dude, he fucking knocked it out of the park. Crack Amico did the fucking intro music for it.
Fucking phenomenal, so please check that out. Check out Little Stinkers. These guys are fucking hilarious. I'm on an episode, if that's a good one to get into it. And, hey, for me, January the 22nd, Catalyst Wrestling is going to be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Should be a fucking sick one. Please come out. If you are a big wrestling fan, if you like the nerdy shit that I do, fucking, there must be a winner. Homicide versus Colby Carino, Last Man Standing, is going to fucking rule. Come hang out. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsor? Hey friends, today's episode is brought to you by our buddies at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you're into Kratom, YoKratom is the only place where you can get a full kilo for just $60. They have all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and to be honest, you're not going to find better prices anywhere. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations for your Kratom and get just a little at a time when you can get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just 60 smackers. So once again, if you are over the age of 21 and you do Kratom, don't start on my account. Go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, and the official sponsor of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Yo Kratom. And we're back. Today's movie, 1980, Cannibal Holocaust, directed by Ruggero Deodato, ooh, who just passed away, based on the Mondo films. He also, there's a whole string of cannibal movies that were happening in Italy at the time. It was probably the most famous one. So, audience, warning you now, this one's graphic. There's lots of nudity. There is hard R rape. There is real animal death a few times. I'm sorry. If you don't want to see that, I totally get it. This is not the episode for you. Are you still here? All right, let's watch some fucked up shit. This is on Shudder. I love Shudder. If you don't have Shudder, you're fucking up if you love horror movies. You can always sync the movie up however you want to do it. iTunes, Stitcher, however you consume your podcasts. We also play the movie for free Friday nights at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. And most importantly, our wonderful, 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 wonderful producer, Alex, is having a little baby girl. And she has her registry up on her Instagram. I am Alex Scar. Please buy that baby something. Make up for the horrible movie we're about to watch and buy a baby something nice. Alex, I totally get if you don't have it in you to watch this movie. I will not be in any way offended if anybody in the booth needs to tap out. We'll just watch it in here. I love you guys very much. This is Cannibal Holocaust. Ladies in the booth, roll that beautiful cannibal footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm going to try to hang in there. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so Shudder even put up a warning for this one. And they literally just release horrible horror movies. This is a product of its time. People who watch Euphoria would recognize the song from the credits of one of the episodes. This is the main title theme of Cannibal Holocaust. Exploitation movies were really big at this time, and there were these movies called the Mondo movies, where they would go to tribes in like South America, Africa, shit like that, and see how they lived. But the Mondo movies, especially Mondo Kane, they were paying people to do shit they didn't really do, like bathe in cow piss, get covered in cow poop, just to be like, oh, look at these gross fucking foreigners and how they live. This movie is a combination of a commentary on that, as well as in 1980, there was something called the Red Brigade, which was a terrorist organization in Italy, and some people think some of their videos may have been influenced by the media. So yeah, this is one of the first found, if not the first, found footage movie, where half the movie is supposed to be real footage that was found. The actors in it were paid to not appear in anything else for a year. That way they could feign that they were killed during the film. This technique would later be utilized 100% by the Blair Witch Project, which we have discussed on this show ad nauseum. I'm nervous at the music of this.
Yeah, I have a pit in my stomach.
This is surprising that it's...
That's Taco Bell.
It surprises me that Italians made this. I wouldn't expect that out of them.
Oh, no, they're horrible people.
And you're saying spaghetti horror was a thing at a time?
Oh, Italy had a huge film scene. And, yeah, especially, like, even just, there was a cannibal trend at this time. So there's Cannibal Ferox, Eaten Alive, tons and tons and tons of cannibal movies. And this, like, South America. This was shot with real tribes people who were not compensated correctly.
Is a tribesman holding the camera right now? Because Jesus Christ, what is going on?
You think in Italian cannibalism, your grandma keeps making you eat more and more?
You're so skinny. Who are eating you?
Ma, I just had a foot. What do you want from me? Have an arm, baby. Try a toe for mama.
Oh, you know, like? So yeah, it starts in people finding the footage, then we're going to go towards the footage, and then we'll go back to people being like, we can't release this.
Very planet, there are still people living in the Stone Age and practicing cannibalism. Primitive tribes isolated in a ruthless and hostile environment where the prevailing law is
Tocolo.
The survival of the fittest.
You said you don't like horror movies.
No, I don't.
What has scared you in the past? Green Inferno, which they just said, by the way, is the original title for the film.
The Omen was probably one of the first ones that I saw, and I was like, oh no, I don't like this as a child.
Venturing into space, we should become more acquainted with the planet we live on.
four young and fearless.
Zach, do you have a movie that affected you deeply as a kid?
Armed with cameras, microphones, and curious. Alan Yates, the director famous
deeply?
For documentaries on Vietnam and Africa.
So yeah, I was actually, and it's probably not even the movie, I was terrified of watching Texas Chainsaw. I was scared of the cover.
Yeah.
And I remember buying it and being afraid to watch it for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
Exorcist fucked me up deeply, which I'm still scared of. The first It, the Tim Curry It, I remember being very scary. And I mean, the one that changed it all for me was Chucky. But I saw Chucky too young. So like, Chucky has always been a member of my nightmares since I'm like 7.
Not at all.
Yeah, I got Chucky when I was old enough to enjoy it. Texas Chainsaw, it fucked me up, but I loved it. The first movie that really fucked me up was Nightmare on Elm Street, because I think that came out in 85. So I was 6 or 7, and my aunt had a copy.
You saw it when it came out?
Yeah, my aunt had a VHS copy of it. She's like, "You want to watch this?" I was like, "Yeah, that'll be fun." She's like, "It's scary." I was like, "Yeah, I want to see it." She put it on, and it was like, "Oh my God. Like, why would you show me this?"
Did you cover your eyes the whole time?
No, I just sat very close to her. And another in 67. She was a real pile of shit. rest in piss, Aunt Biddy. Yeah, Frenchmen. They were amateurs,
a bunch of jerks. So the cast and the director did not get along. I have worked on Italian productions before. The Italian version of filmmaking is literally to just scream until what you want is in front of you. And this guy, not to speak ill of the recently passed, seems like he pulled a few fast ones. You know, sure, you don't have to get naked in the scene. Actually, you know, we'd really appreciate. I know that some of the tribes people were promised compensation and did not receive it. And later, when we see a scene where there are some native girls water, apparently they were hired at a brothel and brought over to be in the film.
Oh.
So we're going to see not only some real animal death, some real sad, weird hookers.
Wow. That's right up my alley.
We're also going to see the guy that plays the professor in this, Robert Kerman, who is in the 2002 Spider-Man. You may know from Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, wow.
As he was a porn actor who went legit, then back to porn, and then legit again.
What is he in Spider-Man?
He's probably just a little, like, a one-liner.
So these are all mostly real tribesmen? That guy's not a real tribesman.
The deeper we get, the more they'll be real.
Okay.
But these, yeah, I would say a lot of these people we're going to meet are legitimately living in these type of conditions.
Clearly Brady Bunch fans buy the Cousin Oliver haircuts.
Yes, of course. I was going to say early Beatles. This is also what it's like to get on a bus on a soccer field in the middle of New Jersey.
That guy's the driver?
Yeah. If you ever taken what's known as the Guadi bus, or as Dave Temple refers to them, poppy buses, which is the tiny bus that follows the big bus around, and it's a dollar cheaper, and there'll be like a live chicken on it. You know what I'm discussing.
Got his ass.
It's got to be tough having to run around naked in the jungle when you don't have a big dick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be a tough day.
I mean,
but do they care? They eat people.
Yeah.
Is there a better feeling?
Yeah, I would just eat big dicks if I had a little dick in the jungle.
Yeah. Like, the more dick to eat you with, my dear.
Just put it on a string and put it around your waist.
Oh, I would make a necklace. I would make a, oh no, I would make a belt.
Oh, that would be cool. Dicks, yeah.
Like a grass skirt.
Like an Ed Gein nipple belt.
Yeah.
Mine would be a candy necklace every once in a while.
Like a ring pop?
Nah, like a.
Now, when you first said a dick belt, I thought it was just one big dick hanging from the belt.
No, I meant a bunch. That way you could turn it around for what size dick you wanted. You had a menagerie.
Yeah. I'm feeling Asian today.
a multi a madras print.
So this is going to be a rough one.
This right now or the whole thing?
The whole thing. I figured since I had you guys and the subject matter you deal with on your show, I could actually, I could delve. Because this is one I've been afraid to show people. Because we did one of the August Underground movies, which are way grosser than this. And I felt bad for Shannon and Kippy, who had to watch it. This I feel like you guys can handle.
Yeah, this is right up my alley.
We will see.
John's going to have nightmares.
Yeah.
It's like Eric Andre.
Y tienen razón. Dentro de poco llegará el Yankee. Nuestras órdenes son aquellas de ayudarlo.
Suerte unía como prisionero es el mejor pasaporte para penetrar en el infierno verde.
Yeah, and of course, Eli Roth's Green Inferno is titled after the original title of this. And essentially, Eli Roth's Green Inferno is a Eli Rothy version of this movie. Where they also went into the middle of the jungle and supposedly he found a tribe that had never been contacted before. And, you know, good for him. He was like a nice guy.
Was that early Eli Roth?
No, that was later Eli Roth. It's one of those Eli Roth movies where a group of kids goes somewhere they're not supposed to be, and then the nature and the people there turn on them, a.k.a. every Eli Roth movie.
Yeah, he's Cabin in the Woods, right?
Or No, he's Cabin Fever.
Yeah, Cabin Fever.
And then Hostel 1 and 2, and then Green Inferno, all of which is the same movie, just in different locations.
Yeah. With or without Ryder Strong.
Yeah. But then he made the incredibly unnecessary remake of Death Wish with Bruce Willis. And I am not here to... What?
That was the Grindhouse combo with Quentin?
No. Death Wish.
Oh, I'm thinking of Death Proof.
Yeah, no. No, he did the Thanksgiving trailer on Grindhouse.
Yeah.
Which supposedly he is now making as a film.
Oh, I thought that was one of the better commercials.
It was. Yeah. Supposedly, he's actually making it now, as per something I read recently.
I always felt like Ryder Strong had one of the more underrated TV show girlfriends, and that was because I think she was paired up with Topanga in Boy Meets World.
I don't remember Ryder's
the black
girlfriend.
Girl? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was college years. Yeah. She was so hot.
Yeah.
I'm a big Topanga guy.
Yeah, same, man. Well, let's say I'll give anything to somewhere else. I think she married a normal-looking guy.
I want to say you're right.
And if I remember correctly, he kind of looks like Ben Savage.
Is he the guy that got in trouble for like saying he found shrimp tails in the bottom of his cereal?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a hoax, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be a real pussy to do that.
Poor Topanga.
Yeah. She needs a real man who can handle a shrimp.
Hey, listen. If I get my cinnamon toast crunch, then there's shrimp at the bottom.
That's just an extra prize, baby.
That's extra crunch.
Yeah. Shrimp them and toast crunch. So there's one native that they found has a lighter on him. This lighter belonged to Faye Daniels. Come with They're me looking for the kids that went on this trip. He's the best there. And they're slowly realizing it's not looking good.
They've been turned into shit.
Hey, Chaco. I don't want to go anywhere where I need one of these guys.
A mercenary, ex-military.
Yeah. I don't want anywhere where I need a mercenary to get me where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, that probably dictates a lot of where I don't travel to.
Well, my main travel requirements are mostly bathroom-based. I will not go anywhere where I'm pretty sure I will not fit in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Or if there is a no-toilet situation.
Yeah.
Like, if there is a hole in the floor I am expected to squat over, I don't care if your country makes blowjobs and gold bars. I'm probably not going.
No toilet. You stand over camera.
Yeah.
They are afraid of no one, except for the tree people.
Tree people?
No white man has ever seen them.
or the ones who have never lived to tell about it.
Bizazi!
Yeah, I get very scared of, even in some Asian countries, the toilet situation.
It's like the sacred scar of a Terry.
I know, I read a story once that the wrestler, the Big Show, was in a bathroom in Japan in a hotel, and it was one of those, like, real thin walls, like a real, like, Japanese-type place. And he's sitting, and he can't fit. And he gets mad, and he punches the wall, and the whole wall fell down into the hallway. So he's just now sitting in the hallway shitting.
You never want to get a monkey call.
So this is kind of like that that island that those missionaries went to, right?
And they more
like,
or less, yes.
Arrowed to death or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, this is based off a number of things. There was a few events in the news at the time.
Yeah, but that's the 70s, so it's like...
Well, this is 80.
Yeah, but like all the news was from the 70s, right?
Yeah. More or less. But yeah, we were kind of like exploring and seeing that there were people that were more... Savage. The National Geographic effect or whatever that you were seeing that there were these cultures that were still so far behind.
Yeah.
Do you know how likely gorillas are to attack humans?
No.
I do like the chimps make it funny. Like, they will rip your face and dick off first.
But their movements are at least, like, humorous, whimsical.
Well, we've talked about that a lot on this. So they break your jaw. They rip your fingers off. Mm-hmm. And then they tear off your dick and balls because they're afraid you're going to bite them. They're afraid you're going to grab them, and they're afraid you're going to rape them.
There's no piranhas here.
They know me like a book.
Yeah. And it's on perks.com.
Come on. There may not be any piranhas. There's always a few hungry caiman around.
So there was a piranha scene in this movie that was cut. I believe the effect didn't work, and they had trouble controlling the real piranhas.
Oh, no.
However, there are stills. There are stills of what was supposed to happen. I think somebody was supposed to get their leg cut off and then thrown into a river for piranhas. And there's promotional images of it. I hate every part of this.
Because you know what's coming?
No, because it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Well, if he can't do it by himself and there's three of us here, why can't we help?
Try it again, Professor. Here we do as I say, and this bastard has to know who is the strongest.
So if that's Professor Robert Kerman, like I think it is, that's the guy from Debbie Does Dallas.
As soon as you don't look, he'll slit your throat.
But yeah, there's a good mix of real actors and non-actors in this. That gives it this weird, almost reality tone.
Did they all know how fucked up this was going to be when they signed on to it?
I don't know. I think they did, but I don't think it came off on paper as fucked up as it actually was.
Yakumos, dig a hole to cook.
Like, I don't think they anticipated all the animal death. Which unfortunately was a popular thing to do at this time in these type of movies.
Was that illegal where they were, or could they skirt the law there?
I think it skirts the law, yeah. And also, literally, I don't know how true it is, but they claim everything they killed was eaten, so that they were just filming the way they were preparing.
They
food.
Were just filming craft services setting
yeah,
up,
yeah, more or less. Yeah, now it's some blonde girl just putting M&Ms out.
Yeah, these are actually wild gummy bears.
My last day, I was writing on something in L.A. on the last day we were there. Craft Services was cauliflower sandwiches on gluten-free bread.
Oh, Zach. That's worse than this.
Yeah. Dude. Give me a monkey, come on.
I went back because I thought they fucked it up. Hell yeah. That's brutal, by the way. Oh, it's a person.
What's up with that berries and cream haircut?
Hey, Professor,
What is it, Soldier Harrington?
He recognizes teeth? This guy a teeth pervert?
You don't think you can recognize your wife's teeth?
I don't.
Not even when they're on my dick.
That wasn't nice. He's helping you.
Hey, Midan, a masrat. Today we eat meat, okay?
And this is where it starts. I apologize.
Come on, man.
Multiple actors walked off set during these. When they kill a turtle later, the main guy walked off. I believe the main actress sobbed the entire time. I mean, I don't want to talk over these great sounds.
Yeah.
But I am trying to just keep it moving here. Aw.
That was bad to see.
Yep.
Imagine what a pain in the ass it is to keep a native on a chain the whole time.
I mean, it's a lot better to with this.
Ooh.
Let's give him a few tootskies.
Yeah, this will make him very happy.
Just leash me up, baby. Put one of those things over me like I'm chasing a banana. It's a little bag of coke. You'll love it.
You like it, huh? Right, it's all yours. Go on, stuff yourself.
There's a meat store in Wilmington, Delaware. I used to walk by it all the time.
Sounds gross already.
And they would have a sign, like a fucking sandwich board out front that said, muskrat, fresh today. And that's how they killed it.
Don't worry. This goes really well for her. I just broke Dylan in the lobby, by the way.
Good news. Fresh hood rat today.
When I saw that, so I was telling you guys, there used to be a theater over here called The Sunshine that did midnight movies. And the amount of ladies I saw walk out of this movie in probably like 2007-8 and watch their boyfriends try and chase them out. So you thought it was going to be a rape.
What the hell is that? No, I swear, that looks like a ritualistic punishment for adultery. That's what it is.
Just oh, no.
Sit back and enjoy the show, because afterwards he's going to take us to the village.
This is hard to talk over some parts of it, isn't it?
Now, why is he using a non-real penis?
Because it's a ritualistic punishment for adultery, John.
Sorry.
You fucking asshole.
I missed that part.
And don't worry, because it's also hard to beat a girl to death with your cock.
I just thought it's because he was gay.
Did he hold that up when she came?
Hold on. Don't worry, he's packing mud for a good reason.
Oh, he's making a little effigy of her. No, don't do it.
Batter up.
Jeez, man. Whoop.
There we go. You know the term rub a little dirt on it? That's from this movie.
Is that where baseball got it from?
This is going to be hard to explain if people come in to use the other studio, by the way.
Jeez, dude.
One time I fell asleep in the lobby watching a documentary on the Nazis, and people just came in to tour the studio, and it was me asleep while they were just playing Hitler speeches, and I was like, I bet that's what people think is on all the time. Like, they must think that's like a loop.
Well, you're falling asleep, too.
Yeah.
I got reruns of Frasier on it, and you're watching fucking...
Well, I think they thought that was just what was on the TV here in between shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hitler pretty much is just German Frasier.
Yeah.
Eddie's a German Shepherd.
I'm sailing away.
Here he comes.
Here comes play cool. Act like you just didn't see that.
Sailing, rape me away.
I'm trying to rape over here, pal.
Guess what he's for, Professor?
Don't let me try, China. Please, let me try. Okay, is it possible that this way they won't know how many of us there are until we can talk with them, huh?
He's learning fast, let me get it.
Like lightning.
Ah, terrific. Just terrific.
For people that are listening to this one, we might have some extended silences. This movie's a lot to deal with. And this is probably the fourth or fifth time I've watched it. I don't know if I've ever watched it by myself. I think I have watched it by myself once. Because I was feeling squirrely.
This fellow looks like a Mexican Adam Driver.
Adam Delivery Driver.
All right, come on, man.
What is this, a little eye for an eye action?
No, but I think we're going to see some hog.
Whoa.
Not in the right home, though.
Oh, fuck, it looks like mine. I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
You may be in trouble. Good. Raise deductive reasoning.
We're going to need a bigger penis.
Something says your friends made quite a mess of things.
I'm going to call my cousin, Slow Jerk Rodriguez.
Damn, that guy looks ripped. Oh, no, not at his penis.
Whoa.
Wait. Miguel pulls this off, I swear I'll buy him a bottle of whiskey.
He pulls his dick off?
They're like the dog in Duck Hunt.
Is that guy circumcised?
They're gonna show themselves now.
I think so. Listen, finally, a dick I can relate to. This is the first time I've ever seen one that's similar.
I mean, yeah, usually when dudes hang in a movie, they have something to show.
Yeah.
I can't think of a lot of little dicks in movies. Keitel's not rocking a piece in Bad Lieutenant, is he? This is a pretty average dick.
I do remember. Remember when Tom Hardy's dick pic dropped?
Yeah.
I remember arguing with women that I was friends with on Facebook because they were asking, they were disappointed there wasn't more dick. I was just like, come on, man. This, even as somebody who's not a dick connoisseur, like, just be happy you get to see a movie star's dick.
I mean, it was a decent hanger, right?
I think it was.
But. Yeah, it's hanging a few inches.
Brother. Everybody needs punishment these days, you know?
Birds.
Where the fuck was y'all? Y'all don't busy.
I've been here making this gray bowl of mush all day.
We're here to bring you brasiers.
Uh-oh. So they're just going to start finding everybody's shit.
Okay. They just made all their belongings into little...
trinkets, yeah. With the shiny things.
Yeah. Pew!
I remember when they screened this movie at the Sunshine. I just kept going to the back of it. Pew! Pew! Pew!
I'm a little boy who loves berries and cream.
Where this guy's in Thompson Square Park right now.
Where did you get these Pokemon cards from?
Paco's in the lobby learning about his culture right now.
His cable's out.
Ah!
Oh, you got served.
I'm gonna do it all movie.
Now that does sound like Italian grieving.
Yeah.
A couple of keys, a kiss on the cheek. Cut his own dick off. He doesn't know what to do.
This is how they turn South Americans into Mexicans. They teach them how to use a knife.
They're going to help him build a Home Depot.
It's all right now, Professor.
It's all right. We gave them knives.
All right.
What is that, fluff?
Chill out, sluts.
Yeah, it's the stuff. Chill out, you horse.
Oh, thank you. I haven't had cum in a while.
And what, pray tell, is isomo?
Think about the word, is homo.
Just like Dad used to make. You have to wonder how much, like, because I feel like sometimes these tribes, like, when they're on film, like, even when, like, Wild Boys.
That's what I was just about to talk about, yeah.
When they were acting like nuts, and they're, like, biting them and stuff. Part of me is like, I think they're putting on a show.
That's performative, yeah.
Because I don't want people bothering them.
Yeah, maybe if I fucking cut my blood into his.
Don't let the blood art fool you. I'm a ham.
They are so fierce, they're feared by all of the tribes in the area, including the tough, courageous warriors of the Okumo tribe.
Oh, nice jacket,
these
man.
These two superpowers of the Green Inferno are perpetually at war with each other. The Yamamomo, the tree people, and the Shamatari, the swamp people. Each considers the other fair game. Hunted, and then eaten.
And this has to be real rain, right? They didn't have the means to make...
I doubt they had a rain machine.
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah. If they did, I doubt they're getting it here.
Yeah.
Because a rain machine, in my experience, needs to be hooked up to running water.
Right.
Which I have a feeling they did not have on this location. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'd be surprised if they had anything like that there.
You know, I've never worked on a movie with a rain machine where it didn't rain the day we had the machine. But the thing is, you need it for consistency. It's like if it rains in the morning and then stops raining, you need the machine.
Yeah.
Because it never rains consistently all day the same pressure.
Yeah.
Does this get you fired up to go camping, John?
Not like you would think.
No, but I do want to do a line off that guy's machete.
Yeah. Landed it. Wait. They just smoked that lady out of the tree?
Yeah.
Help! Is anybody a butcher?
Naked Yamamoto women don't just fall out of the sky, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, God.
Jeez.
Yeah, there's a few rough ones in this. The most iconic death in this is we're going to see a lady impaled on a stick. And that's also the cover of the movie. And it's going up her and out her mouth. And when the... So... A
Rogero Diodata, who made this, was arrested on obscenity charges 10 days after the movie was released.
In Italy?
In Italy, and also charged with the murder of the actors. And they had to have all the actors appear on TV and show that they signed agreements to not be in anything. And they also had to show that they didn't kill any of the natives. So the girl that we're going to see up on that stick, she's actually on a bicycle seat with a piece of wood in her mouth. But they had to prove they didn't kill her because that was one of the scenes they thought was real.
So did they have to break their silence before the year hit because he was in jail?
Yeah,
because
they were going to arrest Diodato.
Despite the fact that our intervention saved them from the Shamatari, the tree people, although they've welcomed us into their territory, continue to behave strangely towards us with a mixture of fear.
Mainly, they sit in trees.
Nevertheless, we've been permitted to observe the execution of one of their warriors. Death by mutilation. The criminal, shh, what's the chief?
Imagine how rough that tree feels on your asshole.
So here's a question. You live out in the woods like this. You're not wiping to the best of your ability, right? You're not like getting a full. Are all these people sitting here with itchy assholes right now? You know, or is it just caked over and you don't?
I would swim until my asshole was clean.
I think that's probably the cleanest their asshole gets is after they get out of the water.
But they ask you, like, are you swimming for fun or is that a dirty asshole swim?
Because I'm about to take a sip. Should I go upstream or down? Because I've had Giardia every day for the last 45 years and I don't want it again.
The chief sounds like that meme of retarded Batman.
An ally they continue to fear and mistrust. So I decided to try an experiment in psychology. Strip myself completely.
All right, dude, stop.
You didn't know I was going to give you were going to get a fucking lesson in dong today.
Yeah. This guy's got normal meat, too.
Yeah, he's not that bad.
I'll tell you what, this movie's more comforting to me than any other movie probably has.
Because they're publicly showing their 3-inch flassers?
Yes.
I mean, now this is the dream.
Whoa, yeah, you're around naked ladies, so you're getting a little bit of blood pumping through there, you know, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I'm sure these girls smell great. These, I think, might be hookers. These girls might be from a brothel, I believe.
They look like they know what they're doing.
Oh, this is my dream, bullied by hookers.
Damn, she went right for it. Yeah, it's definitely not a fucking a tribes lady for hire. Hey, you just touched my asshole. Now you're touching my face.
All right, Lee. We're gonna go with a wet hand, dry hand method on this. Right.
Yeah, that one.
Like you're making chicken cutlets.
Do you guys have anything for pink eye?
Hey, where are you going?
Some of those girls were cute.
Uh-oh, no. Come on, buddy. This is the oldest trick in the book.
Oh no.
Yeah, this isn't gonna go good. They're not leading him to, like, a birthday cake. I think we're fucking young Dylan up.
He's never seen a penis before.
And, unfortunately, we've come across skeletons wrapped around a camera and film canisters and a microphone.
Oh, they got the sound guy too.
Yeah. It doesn't bode well.
They have painted ochre to drive away the evil spirits which the dead represented. Once again, I asked myself, what unspeakable crime could have called for such atrocious retribution?
Why are those horny ladies just taken to a fucking...
I thought they were going to suck meat.
And tease.
Yeah, they really pulled a Texas switch on that one, huh? And you think you're going to get your dick sucked by fucking... I must do
something. Six tribes, ladies? No, here's three of your dead friends.
Oh, here's three dead people. After all, they too have rules of conduct.
Pretty telling that guy wasn't hard, though, after dealing with all those ladies in the water.
Good actor.
You know, that's a lot of pressure. Six girls and a film canister? Because you got to realize, they're shooting this on film, bad boy. Like, there's a take later where somebody's supposed to have a monologue, and they just fuck it up, and they just keep going with the movie, because yeah. You're like, we got one take in all this.
We don't have time for you to get hard. We only got enough film for one take.
But the Dario, I'm getting hard.
Sometimes I need a minute.
I think about a baseball.
Yo, this that new Kanye? I don't like that they come out of every given space like the Munchkins.
It's like the...
Imagine the climbing the ladder when your boy's naked.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, good.
Hey, what?
Yeah, that was fast.
Yeah.
Just they're just licking their lips. It's not that bad.
All right. Let's get down to it, gentlemen. You're eating a part of a person. What are we choosing?
Leg or arm muscle, right? Isn't that like probably the closest thing to...
I would go with some titty fat.
I feel like it's going to be all gristle.
That's all fat.
I know,
but... all gristle?
I know it is, but I just want to pretend like I'm grateful that they're giving me something without actually having to eat too much.
They'd be offended. The spirit would be offended if you can go right for the tits.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going upper thigh.
I think it's a good place to
start. Almost like under the butt.
Yeah.
Or, this is going to be controversial. Based on how I like food prepared, I'm going cheek meat.
Oh.
Because there is nothing better.
Pork cheeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
That was John's nickname in grade school.
Until they saw my penis in high school. Then it was a noog stash. Because it looked like a chicken nugget with a mustache.
Wait, your penis is like a chicken nugget with a... Wait.
That's what they say.
Chicken nugget or chicken McNugget? Because then we got the boot.
I would think more of a Burger King back in the day nugget.
Okay.
Like maybe a pinky size.
Yeah.
Oh, man, your dick's 10 for $5?
That's a good deal. Even if you're not that hungry, you should just have some.
Yeah, you can ask for zesty sauce.
All right, so far, 45 minutes in or so, I haven't seen that much that fucked me up. The muskrat was obviously the worst thing.
Yeah.
I just realized fucking Bone Tomahawk is probably the worst shit I've ever seen.
Bone Tomahawk is a tough movie. So long.
I know. I don't think I could rewatch it. It's so good. It is one of the most savage fucking scenes.
It's the same director as Brawl in Cellblock 99, which I tell everyone to watch. Yes, now, that's right. My lovely other half is a little more progressive than I. And she cried until I turned Bone Tomahawk off and finished it by myself.
Really? My girlfriend would have not finished that either.
She flipped her shit. She didn't get it. Like, she walked in exactly not in the beginning. And she's like, they're making the Native American people look like monsters. And I'm like, well, a real Native American, like a bolo tie, does explain in the beginning that these are like the ones they're scared of.
Yeah.
And no, I will not miss an opportunity to do an impression.
Those are the wild men. They eat each other's souls.
Ooh,
we are not sophisticated like us.
Oh, dude, it's...
It's one of the best westerns I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's incredible. So this is the movie within the movie that they're inspired by. So they're going to go shoot more. This is Al, the kid in the movie's last movie, that they went and got all this footage of crazy atrocities across the world, and that this was going to be their new movie. And this is all just real footage, I believe.
You think other countries watch atrocities like this and think, like, all right, we could beat them in the atrocity Olympics?
Yeah. That, of course, is not.
But that was real footage of a kid getting shot?
I don't think
fake?
So. This, I think, might be real. Ladies in the booth, you holding up okay? My apologies.
But they show
so
this
far,
kind of shit.
Good.
Okay, cool.
They show that kind of shit on the news in South America and Central America, like grotesque dead bodies and stuff. Like, it's way more.
It's like their surfing
real
squirrel segment.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
like the news.
Everybody knows about the bird.
Pretty powerful stuff, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we really haven't gotten to the meat of the movie yet.
Yeah, I know. I know. I have not gotten through it yet.
That was no enemy army approaching. Alan paid those soldiers to do a bit of acting.
But I don't think I feel the same way about a turtle getting killed as I did about a mammal.
You're gonna say that.
Oh no! Fuck.
You're gonna say that until you realize how much shit's in a turtle,
especially a ninja turtle.
That's the part I'm most afraid for.
Is it because you sound like a cartoon turtle?
I mean, that's not a factor.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I do sound like an amphibian. And this is Mark. I say that with all my love, Matt.
They'd
you know that.
For years.
Of course. They were terrible prima
donnas, of course. So, yeah, you're now basically they're saying that these guys have been making documentaries, but they were just like the real Mondo Cain people. The ratings were fantastic. They are bribing people to act a certain way, and they're directing these movies to portray them as worse than they actually are.
I think the best part about being a turtle is you can scream any slur you want and then just go back into your shell.
Yeah, nobody's getting in either.
I hope you believe in reincarnation then.
If the shell could talk.
Yeah. That's actually that's a flower with a gold chain and a gold tooth smoking a menthol. It's an incarnation.
Forget it. There's no electricity where we're going. Nope.
Incarnation instant breakfast is just hot Cheeto dust.
Mixed with milk. I was going to say, put some milk in there. Spicy milk.
How would you like your milk fried hard?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, some Boosh.
The 80s. What a time.
Of course, I don't think Fail had any problem. That guy's got a decent piece on him. Are you really shooting? Okay, that's a pretty tame.
Getting upset about getting recorded naked, yeah.
I mean, she was also walking naked in front of three dudes. I thought ever since Jack took him off 2 years ago, you didn't need him anymore. Right, Mark? Right. Nice. Knock it off. That is a pretty calm response. Crew of clowns. All these kids.
They had a great sense of the theatrical.
Like I said, real professionals.
What was I saying, Professor? Yeah. I tried working with Alan a couple of times, and I just couldn't handle it. You know,
He shits with the door open.
So this is before they go over? This is like a flashback?
No, this is, so they have the footage now.
Okay.
So this is current in the timeline. They're just going over the footage that they've found in the jungle now.
Okay.
And interviewing people about Alan and the rest of the filmmakers, and they're basically getting the backstory and that he was kind of a scumbag.
Talk to me about Alan after what happened. What I'd like to know, Professor, is what did happen to my son? Can you tell me?
Cut to gay guy playing flute. Yeah.
Unfortunately, he wears a beret and plays the flute.
Get that flautist away from the kids. I'm just going to be
speaking with this man. Who are you, sir? Please, leave our children alone.
As you can tell, any of you boys want to put my mouth on this flute?
But Tina was very energetic.
Let's see you bend them notes.
Very hardworking. Very ambitious. Extremely ambitious.
Dude.
Think about it. This is an entire group of 20 kids who could be like, you know, I'm in Cannibal Holocaust.
For real, man. Anyway.
Man, what you watching?
Dude.
Turn this shit off.
Cannibal Holla, what?
Do they have to have a title when they sign? Parents sign
that
a thing?
That guy's telling these people he's in Cannibal Halloween for 40 years. I'm in some movie, Cannibal Halloween or some shit.
I know they have cannibals out here this big.
It's actually a prequel to Michael Myers.
He was always on assignment. India, Asia, Africa.
I'm in this movie, Cannonball Halloween.
He was good.
I don't know.
He likes
eating. I was a kid or some shit.
No brains, though.
Yeah, I imagine at some point Burt Reynolds is going to show up. But
Alan was his god, you know what?
Where that Dom DeLuise motherfucker? He make me laugh. Hey, you guys
think this is like a Law and Order interview.
Yeah.
Mr. Tommaso, please. Mr. Tommaso.
Yeah, rape girl. I saw her.
I just want to ask you one question about your
yeah.
sister.
What do you want
to
ask?
Dude, I think be farting, though.
Man of special importance to the news world. Can you tell me something about her?
My son is no good. He doesn't work, doesn't go to school, wants to lay around the house all day.
Is that Uncle Leo?
No good, yeah. Period. Now, that's it. I got to go back to my job. Don't bother me no more.
What the fuck? My job carrying this box around the square.
Okay, one question.
About your son, I just want to know.
I just watched something with Uncle Leo, and I can't remember what it was. It was on here.
My son was a son of a bitch, and he was no good. That's it. My son is dead. I don't want to talk about him no more. Now leave me alone.
I have this one very specific box I carry around New York City all day.
You want to answer? Go talk to my brothers, Mario and Luigi. Okay.
Because of the humidity, the quality isn't the best, but it's pretty good considering the lousy conditions they were shooting.
Unfortunately, two reels were light fogged, and we had to throw them out.
I put a piece of black leader between one sequence and another.
Good. That's where we'll put the interviews with the families, and the one in which you talked.
So now they're editing together the footage into a feature.
And then that's what we will see more.
We are seeing.
Are they seeing this for the first time?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the lady put them together. But this is the first time they're all watching what happened. I mean, essentially, Blair Witch just cut out a lot of the narrative and did the same thing.
Evidently, they didn't always use their mics, though they're attached right to the camera, just above the lens, like a gun barrel. See?
Classic piss joke.
Remember, this is a very rough cut, almost like watching rushes. A lot of the stuff will be thrown out during the actual editing. Here we are. Should be some sound coming in now. No, not yet. Here.
Yeah, drink some piss and chill out, lady.
That's an odd thing to carry around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
You don't really carry that kind of shit on a backcountry adventure. Just put the butterflies in between the pages of a notebook and carry on,
John.
Buy a nickel.
We've been walking for 6 days in this marvelous inferno. Today is.
You could tell they were really Saturday pushing the title Green Inferno because how many times they say it.
Right now, yeah, why did
everybody
want
to? I mean, because Cannibal Holocaust is probably a much more exploitive name.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Man, I leave this fucking poor turtle.
All right, for friends watching. This is your shot. So maybe just listen. I love you. Thank you for watching the show. If this is your tap out, I get it. I don't want anybody to be upset.
These are real actors doing it.
Somebody walked off set. I believe the girl wound up crying hysterically, and then one of the actors refused to be in it.
And this is under the guise that they're doing it for food?
Yeah, that they're going to eat it. Don't worry, it's over. Nope. Radical.
I'm just watching your faces.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dead.
Yeah, I mean, in all fairness, it's dead.
Yeah.
I am watching Rainey break emotionally, though.
Close to an hour.
That was a much kinder death than I assumed. Well, now, the desecration of the corpse, on the other hand, that wasn't very kind.
Fucking the shell was a little bit too much.
Apparently, multiple crew members did throw up.
I was going to say, that looks real.
Pew, pew, pew. Bow, bow, bow. Hey, stop that. Aw, what the shell. That's where the good parts are.
You ever had turtle?
Yeah, I have. Now that I'm thinking about it, no. I would. Duck hole, you ever had turtle?
I had gator once.
I had gator. Gator's like chicken. But a little gamier.
Smoke anything and I'll eat it, baby.
There's just a lot of parts.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
It's very gelatinous.
Turtle, and I can't say that anymore. I wonder how much convincing. Was that a real. Did that thing snap? Oh, God.
Yeah, when Shudder put this up, it had the option of just having commentary instead of some of these scenes for when
really?
Joe Bob Briggs did it. Because people are like, I want to learn about it, but I can't watch it.
What about these actors? Are they fucking.
They all
Walmart's
hate the
now?
Director. They all hate the director. They said he was an asshole and like very manipulative. I think everyone was pretty unhappy making this.
When was this made?
80. So figure 79.
But you're like pot committed at this point, dude. Like if you quit in the middle of the fucking movie, how are you even getting home from there? It's like you got to walk back through the woods by yourself.
Yeah, then your dinner.
Yeah.
Though, however, if I had to watch all that and you tell me I don't get a piece, like, come on. I'm eating that turtle.
Oh, I thought you meant pussy.
No. I'm drinking piss and eating turtle.
It's a great bumper sticker.
Drink piss, eat turtle.
Fuck black chicks.
I mean, if that's not a t-shirt in my store, drink piss, eat turtle, fuck black chicks. Even just drink piss, eat turtle. With a picture of me and Rainey. And Doug Hall, I'll give a thumbs up.
Zach, let's get it written in cursive above our couches.
Oh, like a neon sign? Yeah. Like a live, laugh, love?
Yeah, live, laugh.
Drink, piss, and turtle. So I believe the bit is that these are not good people.
I mean, how do they expect us to be scared of a spider after we just watched them fucking tear a turtle apart?
I think it's more her reaction in that we're showing that, like, there is no. See, look, he doesn't give a fuck because he got the shot. This is, like, narratively very interesting. If you take out all the gimmicks.
Felipe, our guide, claims we're near the big river where the Yakimas live in the village.
Look at my feet, fucking jungle.
Oh, no.
You. Well, yeah, look at your socks.
Yeah, dude, what are you wearing? Fucking burlap socks?
Alan, do you want some tea?
Corta! Corta! Calm my leg! Calm my leg! Corta! Corta!
Well,
hold him down.
Quick, somebody sucking my penis.
So first they're going to cut off his toe.
Is that where you got bit?
I don't know. I think it's just for luck.
Come on, do it. Do it. Come on, come here.
You're still shooting?
Yeah.
Do it now.
I'm getting it all.
Oh, this is tough.
No, the other leg!
Well, that motherfucker's toast. You're not going anywhere on one leg.
Yeah, then they heat up the machete.
They cauterize it.
They cauterize it.
Oh my god, man. I do smell good, though.
Yeah. I do be smelling good.
Felipe was a great buddy and a top-notch guy. We'll miss him.
Yeah, then he just dies anyway.
Why'd you put him through that?
We've decided to go on, but now we've only got the compass and our instincts to show the way.
I mean,
a nice shallow grave for our friend.
Panning to you, Alan. Okay, give us an earth-shattering statement.
You know this is going to make us famous.
Yeah, you think so, huh? How famous?
Real famous and real rich.
Yeah?
What are you going to do with your money?
I'm going to buy a house and a piece of ass. I think that's funny, huh?
Yeah, that's the only way you can get it. Where's Faye?
Turn the camera off, will you?
Can't hate bros being bros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really brought me back to a place.
Having fun. All right, while we've got a minute, Doug Hollow, we did Unreal Ass Podcast. Hold on. Watch this girl drop one.
Hey, get out of here. I told you to get out of here.
We revealed your love of Taco Bell on Unreal Ass Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Now, big proponent of the, which they don't have anymore, the XXL grilled stuffed steak burrito.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was last year, right? A few months ago.
Was a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
The new steak burrito is $10.
Holy shit, dude. How do you guys afford Taco Bell up here?
So I don't fuck with that. I am, once again, huge bean burrito guy.
Black bean, though, not refried.
I'll go either. Prefer black bean.
Yeah.
Frequently replace the refried or pinto with black beans. For the extra few cents.
Mm-hmm.
Big on adding potatoes to things. Now that you can again.
Yes, the potatoes, yeah.
Yeah, you can add those to a burrito.
Saved from the jaws of death.
Also, Taco Bell breakfast thoughts.
The sausage crunch wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Banging.
Yes, agreed.
The little Cinnabon Delights.
Phenomenal.
Mike's had one before. He said it was like somebody squeezing hot cum into his mouth.
Did not like it.
I said, you're not supposed to put the whole thing in. Maybe take a bite of it first.
How do you eat balls?
A little bite at a time. Every ball is 2 bites.
Yeah.
But again, the curse of never being awake for those hours.
Did you have Taco Bell breakfast when they still had the waffle taco?
I did not have that. Did you?
It was so good, and I was so pissed they got rid of it.
That was at the beginning.
That was the first thing they had was the waffle taco.
What did they put inside of it?
It would be a waffle curved like a taco. With egg and sausage in it.
Ooh, that's good.
But the waffle was like syrupy, like a McGriddle.
It really had no kind of Taco Bell twist to it. It was just a syrupy sandwich.
In the shape of a taco.
Yeah. Oh,
jeez. Oop.
Yeah.
Shave and a haircut.
A monkey has taken my sweatshirt before, so again, not that upset about it.
Where'd that happen?
Costa Rica.
Did he put it on in the tree?
Still goes to University of Delaware.
He's going around telling people, he's me.
Yeah. depending on what university in Philadelphia was, they really might have thought he went there.
Now, do we really think that guy's eating part of a monkey right
now?
Yeah,
I do. I mean, it's shot creatively, so I don't know.
That's a real tribesman, though?
I don't know. It's the line is so blurred.
I know. I can't really tell tribesman-wise who's who.
All right, real quick. Monkey pussy. Who you got? You got chimp sniz. You got gorilla pussy. You got orangutan poontang. You got capuchin coochie. What are we talking about?
I want something I'm not going to hurt, but I have a little pecker, so it doesn't matter.
What's the one with the
big
blue butt?
But I can't be on top of a capuchin.
Ooh, I don't remember the name of that one.
Yeah, what are whatever the big
blue butt? That's an orangutan.
That might be it.
Yeah.
What, like with the satellite dish face from the new...
Am I confusing them with baboons?
No, baboons have big red asses.
Okay.
I think I might be a baboon man myself then.
Gorilla pussy, I feel like they're just going to like get mad.
Yeah.
They're going to rip your cock off.
Kegel your dick off.
Yeah.
Gorilla Kegel.
Yeah, I'm like begging for Robin Williams to do fucking sign language. Give him his cock back.
He's still alive. I promise.
Would you not tell him Robin Williams died when my dick is in his...
Wait, are you fucking a man gorilla? We're talking about gorilla pussy.
Hey,
dude.
Come on.
Chill out. Man. Again, too strong.
Yeah. It is always funny to me that they told that gorilla that Robin Williams died. There was no reason to tell him the truth.
I mean, he did ask. What's going on with Robin?
That was a girl, though, wasn't it? Coco?
Coco, yeah.
I mean, watch the news.
So they shot this guy in the leg so that he would be slow enough for them to chase back to the village. So now they have shown up in this guy's village.
With the member that they shot.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they weren't taken well.
So you know how like that professor got naked and basically was like, hey, we're all people?
Yeah.
They did not have the same method.
Jeez.
So he was supposed to give a monologue there?
Like this happen all the time in the jungle. It's survival of the fittest. In the jungle,
but he got too shaken up.
The strong overcoming the weak.
That pig also knew Robin Williams. His name is Pork from Ork.
Wait, the guy who had to kill the pig got too shaken up, and did that guy steal his monologue?
No, but that guy was supposed to have a much longer monologue where he like introduced the movie basically, and he got shook up. And that's why he got out.
And they only had one pig for the day?
That's what they said. They only had one pig, and they could go back and do it again.
Bring him me a back of pig. How hard is it to find a fucking backup pig, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's not
my cell phone. So now they're faking that the one tribe is killing the other tribe. So all these poor fucking people are really in there.
Jesus Christ.
And they said they were going to pay them.
And that's probably their real dwelling, right?
I have no fucking clue, dude. Whatever this is a combination of a movie about bad people... Probably made by actual very bad people.
Yeah.
So, like, some of the shots I think are okay. Like, when you see the people through the fire, assume that's a fire very close to the camera and they're very safe. Like, shit like that. And that's just perspective. But then, like, that, yeah, that's scary. Yeah, this is a rough one.
Yeah.
I'll take this over Dead Turtles any day, though.
Yeah. Well, they're not identifying them by their haircuts.
It is nice.
It's fucked up.
John.
It says somber music on the fucking screen. This does not sound somber to me.
So close your eyes for a minute and listen. Think about Girls You Lost.
This is a lot.
Yeah, that's a pretty dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, they're not far away from these fucking things.
Yeah.
Also, like, assume wherever they are, I don't think the water... I don't think there was a lot of water nearby. So then you just had to really hope they didn't fuck that up. Can you imagine what you smell like after 8 days?
Yeah, I've been to Bonnaroo. Damn, nothing gets me hard like destroying a tribe's house.
I unfortunately think that is the subtext of this.
Yeah, we got so fucking horned up.
Yeah.
Destroying the lives of these people that we're exploiting.
She apparently was very mad she had to show her tits again. And she was against it.
Babe, I'm gonna put a bone through your nose.
God damn, those jeans are painted on.
Burn them off.
I could have already come by now. What the hell's taking so long?
Jesus Christ, lady.
I'm just gonna fuck the turtle instead. This is why I wear sweatpants.
Hey, get your finger out of my ass. My finger's not in your ass. One of those guys with the haircut shows up. Oh, excuse me.
Holding a finger.
Starts eating it.
Excuse me. He's like corn. He's such a beautiful thing.
Dinner and a show. God damn.
All right, now you guys just fuck in front of all these fucking... migrant workers.
Are any of these movies that are like real fucked up, do any of them have actual sex in it, do you know?
I don't know. I believe it was suggested that these two were supposed to really have sex before this. So they were used to each other, and I think maybe the guy didn't, and the girl got really upset about it. I remember some story like that that might have been this movie. There are movies with rumored real sex. Like, there are European movies where you see penetration or, like, dicks and hands and shit.
Oh, you motherfucker.
In Booty Call, the dog really was playing with Jamie Foxx's asshole.
Yeah.
You fucking turkey.
Yeah, I know that's what I say when I film when my friends film me fuck. I call him a turkey. There's a movie called, and I apologize, I'm going to get the title wrong, Don't Look Now, with, who's the professor from Animal House? Sutherland.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland. Right? That's Kiefer Sutherland's dad, yes. Donald Sutherland has sex in it. And it's a very long sex scene. And when you watch it, there's certain shots where you're like, I think they're fucking.
Yeah.
And supposedly the actress's husband, like, saw part of it and flipped a bitch and, like, walked off set or, like, saw a screening maybe and walked out. Because there are shots in that. And there are rumors that in one of the takes they fucked.
Damn.
So I don't know if they're fucking in every shot, but there are rumors that they wound up really having sex on set. And there's a few movies where that rumor's kind of dogged the movie, that the people are really having sex in it, and they just shot around it.
I feel like I heard a rumor about that fucking Pierce Brosnan Rene Russo movie from the 90s where they steal art. Like people to make money the Thomas something affair.
Thomas Crown Affair.
Thomas Crown Affair. I remember that being like a thing. But there's no way that would have been the case in the 90s.
No, I doubt that. Yeah. By then, no.
Why did I hear that rumor? It must have been like a Michael Jackson rumor on the playground. Never seen a white man before, or heard the sound of a gun.
We know they are really afraid of our power. Yeah, I mean, but for how long? Supposedly, and can we really be sure that they don't need us, like most Brando people, what they don't pulled some shenanigans in Last Tango in Paradise, or whatever, Last Tango in Paris, excuse me. When
he put a little penis inside?
Well, he fucked a girl in the ass with a stick of butter as lube.
They wander off. Wait, that was a secluded spot. Just during production, though, right? Is that in the movie?
It's in the movie, okay. And it was not in the script.
Whoa.
And the actress has claimed that he digitally penetrated her, but during the take,
in the jungle,
without asking, goes to waste.
Nature recycles everything. You're about to witness an ancient ritual never before seen by civilized man. The tribe is a primitive social unit, bound together by the basic needs of survival. To protect itself, the tribe must eliminate any diseased elements.
Alex, you might not want to watch this. Alex, go. Go, Alex, go. Don't watch it in the other room either. You know what they say, though? No matter what men do, women are always their own worst enemy. Blind Mike's been jerking off to this for 20 minutes. He has no idea what's on the TV. This is not real. This is all
thank
acting.
You, honestly, for clearing that up. Because this is all acting. I cannot fucking tell.
There were rumors for a long time that Susan Atkins cut the baby out of Sharon Tate. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that rumor. Well, you would have been the one that told me.
Yeah, she was... I think that was later shot down, but then as rumors started swirling when everything first started happening, and I think Susan Atkins might have, like, told people that she did that, which she really didn't.
Uh-huh.
But when Sharon Tate was begging for her life and the baby's life, last night about whether that's when...
She doubled down?
Yeah. Wasn't easy to come
to an agreement. She go in jail for life?
Yeah, she died of cancer a couple years ago. God knows we've been lucky so far.
But do you know what finally convinced them? The chance to become famous. To reach that spot where time stopped 3,000 or 4,000 years ago.
Where somebody two, three tribes away will recognize you.
Live in constant strife with their enemies, the Shamataris. See this guy? This was a Yanomamo warrior killed by the Yakumos. Just to give you an idea, to the Yakumos, this is a savage.
What the fuck?
I'm not speaking as a scientist. But as
is that the
Sirius
XM building?
So-called documentary footage is offensive, it is dishonest, and above all, it is inhuman.
Yes, yes, of course. All know what Alan was like. He overdid it as usual. But what you saw is a rough cut.
Perhaps I haven't made myself clear.
We'll cut around the gross stuff before we show it to people.
I refuse to have anything to do with this material.
Look, Professor, we are talking about the most sensational documentary to come along in years. And you want us just to shelve it, to forget about it, as if it had never been found?
Don't call us. It's one of the roughest watches you ever had?
Yes.
It's not that bad. It's not as bad as I thought, honestly.
Yeah, I think
I've
its reputation precedes it.
You haven't.
I think I could probably watch anything
your editors
after this now.
Didn't have the stomach to put together.
I jumped in the deep end.
You wouldn't hesitate but to agree with me.
I could watch human torture before animal torture.
Same. Well, especially this is fucking... They're really killing fucking animals. Mm-hmm.
And I like all the pussy stuff.
Yeah, the bush is primo, dude.
Yeah. I feel like we should go to his grave and say that.
Go ahead.
Just leave some pubes on top of the headstone.
Sprinkle it.
We're somewhere in the middle of this
green inferno where no civil.
They're really pushing that name. The titular line.
Jungle here's different.
It's almost like a green inferno.
I can't believe I got my dick cut off in the green inferno.
So far, we've seen no sign yet of
spoiler
the
alert.
People, the Yanomamos. Good. Nice. We're beginning to wonder if they really exist or if they're just a legend.
Jeez, Karen, did you really get raped with an elephant tusk in the green inferno?
This guy thought he was going to have a fucking restaurant train after the movie. It's going to be called Green Inferno.
It's like Rainforest Cafe. All of a sudden, like, you see natives start appearing and shooting you with blowgun darts. Yeah,
they come out of the wishing well.
They're shooting mozzarella sticks at your table.
You turn to your dad, you're like, is mom supposed to be getting raped right now?
Yeah. Oh, they're beating mom to death to sacrifice with sacrificial mud again.
Some tasty you know, guys have.
I will have a second Bud Light.
She's marked. What do you think she is, a Yanomama or a Shamatari?
That's what I know. Why don't you ask her?
Mom, when you're done getting raped, you want a lemonade?
For $5 more, you get the take-home skull.
Now, please remember, there's only three of them. So that means the girl is filming.
Yeah, good observation. Are these the dumbest fuckers of all time? They're going to rape a fucking tribe member? They deserve to get eaten, if you ask me.
Jack, what do you want to use?
Oh, wait, no, there was a fourth person.
Stupid.
That's not a bad idea. How about jungle jollies? Hey,
you want me to keep There's a fourth person. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to keep shooting or what?
That's a stupid question. Hurry up, Casanova. It's Jack's turn.
Come over.
Jack's next. Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Dude, I can't keep a hard on when everything's going well. In a clean bed with a person I love who wants and accepts me.
Of course, how did I forget about the blonde mustache?
Maybe that's my problem.
That's why most rapists are first responders.
We have only 3 cans of film left. We can't use this. Why do you want to waste it like that?
Shut up.
Shut up. I'm trying to come.
Are
you really going to use all of our footage to film rapes?
Fucking typical girlfriend.
We only have 3 cans of film left. A waste of daylight.
Whoa.
Yeah, aren't they a couple?
All right, now I'm hard. Get muddy, bitch.
You bastard!
That guy just got laid like 2 scenes ago.
Yeah.
He's already horny?
Yeah, chill out, man. Enjoy the weather.
Take a mud bath.
Damn you.
Yes, but how will we market it?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to conduct a boner check. No? No? Okay. At least he's honest. So this is the cover of the movie that they had approved. They didn't really kill this broad. As per Diodata, she's on a bicycle seat.
She's doing a pretty good job of staying
still. She's got the wood in her mouth. But they really didn't think that they killed this lady.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's very good. Some would say too good. I love that they have to tell him not to smile.
It's unbelievable. It's horrible. I can't understand the reason for such cruelty.
Keep the birds away.
You just raped a woman.
Your sexual right, or with the almost profound respect these primitives have for virginity.
That is rough.
That's probably the best shot. That's very impressive for this movie. That's the best.
Dude, all of it kind of looks gnarly.
Look up there on the right.
Christ, they're all around us.
Yeah, you're fucked, bro.
And also remember that, like, people didn't see footage like this until essentially the 70s.
I would have 100% thought this was real.
What would be your, like, classic, like, unedited news footage? Like, the first war we really saw was Vietnam.
Yeah.
Which, if this is an indicative of a jungle war, you know. But, like, that's a part of the reason I think so many people protested Vietnam is because we could see what was actually fucking happening. And we saw the atrocities of actual war. So, if you put yourself in the shoes of somebody who footage like this has only been around for less than a decade, it's got to be scary as fuck.
Yeah, but how do you go about faking this? Damn, this song rules. Right, a full switch up on the soundtrack.
Yeah, so they've reached the point where they're so fucked up that they're gonna film their buddy getting caught. How much ammo did they bring? So this is all right.
Oh, all right.
Best of
meat
them all.
Out of them all. Yeah. Look at that.
Well, you're gonna cut it off? Come on.
That looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah, for real. That looked really good.
Good bird.
Mike Fink just stuck his head in the window and gave me a what the fuck, and it made me so happy. He gave me a reaction gif in real time. This is how Mike Figg's parents met. You're learning about your culture. Shut the fuck up.
They might have actually run out of ammo, and they probably just had some sent by an Amazon delivery driver.
Yeah, this is tough. But in all fairness, they were being such horrible people.
Yes, these guys all deserve this. Are they going to eat the penis, though? I feel like it's a waste if they don't.
Of course. Delicacy in some cultures.
I would give it to the dog.
Ah, like in Cabin Fever 2. This is just so gross.
So they're just 100 feet away filming this and not caught by this tribe?
I don't know. But I mean, so essentially I think the point of this is the dichotomy between this and the turtle, where it's like, inside we are just a collection of this shit. And as heartless as it is to watch them eat the turtle, they're doing, in their culture, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
This is exactly the same thing because they don't make a difference between people and animals.
Do you think that guy had that message in his head, or is he just making a
I think
movie?
He did. I think he was. He pitched this for a while. Like, there were iterations of this film, because he had made a different cannibal movie.
And it took a while for people to say yes?
Yeah.
Weird.
And then when he was pitching this to financiers, I believe he did have, like, other than, hey, let's make a fucked up movie, I think he did have an artistic message in mind. I don't know how successful he is at it. And I don't think he definitely didn't intend for this to be a genre.
Yeah.
Because there's countless ripoffs of this. And yes, we probably will be watching at least one of them soon. Now that I'm here. Now that I've reached this point in the show.
Well, at least the animal torture stopped.
It's shot just obscured enough, too, that you're like, oh, God, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, if it was too shot directly, it would look fake, I think. But the fact that we are dancing around it.
We really screwed ourselves this time.
trying to stay there for the last shot. I don't even know where we are now. But I know they followed us and we lost everything trying to escape. We're screwed. We're trapped.
Bro. You might as well cut your own penis off. Don't let them get to it.
Yeah, like a peace offering.
Anybody face! Don't get far away! Stay over here! You motherfuckers!
Alan!
Faye!
Yep.
Stop! Stop!
Also, I think you can definitely see the influence on Blair Witch.
Blair Witch, yeah. Without a doubt. Do you guarantee that they've seen this before they made that movie?
100%.
Really?
There's a few movies. I think they also saw something called The Last Broadcast, which is a Jersey Devil found footage movie that was a few years before.
Okay.
There's a couple found footage movies that were pre-Blair Witch that I think they've definitely... Like, this they definitely saw. And there's a few others that I'm pretty sure they were well aware of. Because it's very deliberate.
Oh, God. They're going to cut her penis off.
This lady got it pretty rough. This is probably not a great shoot. Like, imagine being the person that has to hand this lady her sides in the morning.
Cool, I'm getting fucked again.
Oh, great.
Tied to a tree and fucked.
The fifth time this week. I gotta get a better agent.
Well, the good news is she probably has a rape double.
Oh no, they're shaving her pubes. Animals.
This is wild.
Yeah, this is fucked up.
And they're filming it. Like, don't forget, everything in this is shit they're filming.
Yes.
Mike Sage is chubbing up in the lobby. Ladies in the booth, we holding up okay?
We're deliberately looking away for certain parts.
I don't blame you. Thank you for your patience.
I give these natives a lot of credit because this is a lot of acting to continue.
Yeah, and nobody looks at the camera, which is wild.
Yeah.
It must be hard walking around with a hard on in one of those things. No, you just like put it in the string, you know.
Dude, this is crazy.
All right, guys, split
okay.
up.
We came. And now they're fly swatting her to death.
I think they're just beating it.
I love that we keep going back to the producers and they're like,
I'm on the fence.
Yeah, let's see a different cut.
Your call, Mr. Weinstein.
Then Schneider's like, the kids stay in the picture.
Dan Schneider's like, go back to when they cut that guy's foot off.
Can we give the native socks?
Hand off.
Please kick it around like a soccer ball. Please play soccer with the head. Please play soccer with the head.
Psycho Polo.
Cross-eyed, please.
Popcorn, anyone?
I'm going for a refill.
This isn't the Farrelly Brothers I know.
material burned. All of it. Yep.
They should redo this, but with the old men from the Muppets watching it.
I wonder who the real cannibals are.
Probably the cannibals that eat people. That's what I would say. The humans that eat other humans.
Just 9/11 happens
oh,
right away.
Oh, no, John!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that... So, we're wrapping up. The guy that projected the movie was given a suspended jail sentence, $10,000 fine.
That's real.
Paid $200. No.
Oh.
And here's our cast. That was a movie. We got through it. I want to thank my wonderful guests from the Little Stinkers podcast, Mike Rianney and John Del Colo.
I gotta be honest, Zach. I thought it was gonna be unnerving, but I don't know if it says more about me or the movie. I felt like it was
fucked up, but I didn't look away like I thought I would have to.
It was a movie. It's more of a movie than you think it's going to be.
I don't think that's true, honestly.
And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, sitting through. This one's getting yanked off YouTube. There's no way. If you're watching this on YouTube, fucking you consider yourself lucky. Somebody's reporting this shit. Thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate everybody supporting the show. I love you very much. And we will catch you next week on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Don't cut yet, though. Everybody. All right, you can cut now.